Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
So please present yourself and tell us what do you do for this project.
Yeah, sorry,
yeah, you could look at that. Well, just look at me. It's fine.
I'm Al Hope, creative director.
Yeah, I'm James Green, lead game designer.
Wow. First of all, I play the game. It's good. It's good. I jumped a couple times there, man. So for the newcomers that have never played the first one, do they have to play the first one in order to understand what's happening with the story of this one?
Absolutely not. I mean, this is a new chapter in the Isolation story, but we're on a new world with a new protagonist, new situation. It's a really good place to start. It's the core Isolation experience at its heart. It's all about improvising to survive this terrifying creature, which is completely unpredictable. It's not scripted. It's just using its senses of sight and sound to look and listen for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you some tools and gadgets and weapons to maybe change the odds occasionally.
Okay.
But at its heart, it's that core Isolation experience. It's really kind of, we want to create a new chapter, but one that's absolutely kind of feels like an authentic alien experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, the first game, I had so much fun playing the game. And it's a cult classic. Like, everybody wanted a sequel for a very long time, man. Why now is the right time for you guys to release this game?
Let's take that. Microphone. It was just the right opportunity to do it now, particularly with things like how far technology's come in the intervening years. It just felt like it was kind of the right time. I think it's no secret that the original game, its reputation grew over time as well. And so there was just kind of, I guess, a groundswell of it just feels right. It just feels like everything's kind of fallen into place.
Yeah. I know the last time you guys had part one out, there's been movies, series. How this relates to those new content that has been coming out the past couple of years?
Yeah. So obviously we absolutely love the IP. if it's not obvious. But for us, for what we want to do with Isolation, we really are truly inspired by the first movie, which we absolutely adore, the 1979 Ridley Scott original.
Yeah.
Alien Isolation, obviously, the first game was very close to that movie with Amanda Ripley and telling her story. Isolation 2 takes place months after the events of the first game, and so we're really continuing that thread. And so we feel like we're very much just continuing to expand the Alien universe. Very close to the first film.
I know earlier you said we will provide some tools. What is it new that we're going to get to see in this game that wasn't available in the first one?
So, today we're showing.
Great response.
Today we're showing, I guess, the starting point, the new world. You're on a Wenyutani mining colony, Kurosaki Station. You're playing a new character, Blake, who we really love. They are a Wenyutani employee, so we're showing the world from a new perspective. Someone who hasn't encountered the creature before. And we're telling you a kind of a new story with the mystery and things for you to reveal. In terms of the world, it's this really great mix of the claustrophobic interior that you'll be familiar with if you played the first game. But obviously, as you've seen, maybe seen in the trailer or what you saw today, we're taking the experience to the exterior, to the outdoors. And I think for the first time, allowing you to be trying to survive against that incredible killer in the exterior. And, you know, for us, I think that was the starting point of, you know, let's give players that experience they've never had before, being hunted in this organic environment where players, with adding things like the weather now really modifies the experience in different ways over time. So one of the things we think about Isolation is it's like an information war. Like, what do I know versus what does the creature know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we did that in the past with kind of lighting and sound, and now we're doing it with the exterior, with line of sight, distance, and obviously the weather really modifies what you can hear and what you can see. And so there's so many things that we can play with to really bring that terrifying experience to the player for the first time.
Yeah, I know you guys got me a couple of times. I jumped. I know some video somewhere out there, but you know, we'll talk about that later. But I know the technology has been advanced since the last game. Is the alien now difficult, smarter? What you can say about that? Because you know, I'm not gonna lie, I've been struggling. I was trying to see if I could escape. Is there also, for those that probably going to be in a similar situation as me, difficulty? Can newcomers maybe could play also like easy mode or whatever? You know, so
just like the first game, there'll be difficulty settings.
Yeah.
You know, the game is meant to be challenging and uncompromising, mm-hmm. tough but fair. But that means different things to different people. So yeah, we provide difficulty modes. In terms of the aliens' behavior, yeah, I mean, what you saw Summer Game Fest was kind of, I guess, a return to form of the original stuff. But we do have a lot of kind of new things the alien will do, which,
yeah.
you know, we're not showing yet. But, you know, yeah. in exteriors, the alien will hunt very differently. It will do different things. It will respond to that environment in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll be just as scary as the interiors.
How was the reaction getting the green light? Okay, you guys can work on this project. How was the reaction? Because I know it's been so long, especially from the hardcore fans, for this to come back.
Yeah, I mean, as James said, I suppose one of the benefits of the last decade is seeing the support and love and patience of the fans and the community. It was, you know, 2 years ago we announced that we were returning. We were working on starting development on a sequel, and to see that response was phenomenal. And yeah, just super, super excited for people to get their hands on it in the future. You know, we've had a wonderful time at Summer Game Fest. Obviously, having people play for the first time, mm-hmm. the response at the show literally took my breath away.
Goosebumps, I'm gonna tell you. It was really good.
So, you know, to be in front of, you know, whatever, 4,000 people reacting to the trailer for the first time was unforgettable. And just, yeah, we cannot wait to show you more and for people to experience it themselves.
Yeah, you want to say anything about that too, or...?
Yeah, I mean, I was in the audience watching with everyone else, watching Al and Anna, and yeah, it was just like a kind of roar that rose and rose and rose, you know, until the kind of alien fully revealed itself.
That was
just an awesome response.
I'm gonna keep it real. Like I think the game, the demo, of course, plays smooth. It feels like it's almost there. What is it that you guys have to still continue? Like, there's still a lot of bugs and all that stuff that's going on there, because I feel like it seems like it's almost there.
It's still pretty early. We still have a lot of stuff to do, a lot of game to make. It's great to hear that it feels really
good.
Finishing. Yeah. That's awesome to hear. We only see the imperfections. We just, you know, we
behind
see
the scenes, like, I gotta fix that.
Exactly. Like, you know, we want everything to be perfect.
Just to answer the question before as well, they're kind of connected. You know, when you make a game for a long time, as you've spoken to many developers, you know, you stay in your bubble for a long time, and you really are just sharing stuff amongst yourselves. And so this moment is so huge for the project, but also for the team back in the UK to see the fans' response to what they're creating. And it gives us so much energy to continue what we're doing and creating, you know, we weren't determined before, which we were,
mm-hmm.
to even more determined to create the best possible alien experience.
What tips you could give me and others that have been struggling to continue go further in the game? I got any tips? Because I was struggling a lot. And here's the thing, like I was, you know, going under the ship a couple of times.
Yeah.
But I also noticed the alien was also following me around that area too. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know where
get
to go.
You anywhere.
Yeah, it can anywhere.
Get you,
yeah.
You're not safe anywhere.
Yeah.
So one of the big new things or something we're building on in this project is more options, more agency, more choices, more ways to take on each of those encounters and horror moments. Mm-hmm. So even in the prologue you played today, there's actually lots of different ways out and to kind of take on that encounter. Mm-hmm. And it's been really interesting seeing different players tackle that in very different ways, and just trying different things and seeing that work. So, you know, specifically in that area you played, there's sort of three or four kind of different ways out, and different players sort of end up in kind of different kind of situations. So the tip, I think, is keep looking at your surroundings. The environment is very interactive. There's a lot more you can do. Yeah, movement and timing, really important, but actually there's a lot in the environment you can do, and it's about observation and just thinking around the problem
what,
as well.
What about distraction? Distracting? Yep. Because I also noticed too, water, I know the sound, can that get attention too? So like that also helps too, to distract the aliens too?
Of course, yep.
Yeah. So for this, we really wanted to create an experience that almost kind of went back to the purity of the simplest cat and mouse. It's about you, the creature, and the space. Mm-hmm. I think we did give the player some flares, so if you remembered to, or if you found them, you could deploy those that might have distracted the alien. But this was about just you, one-on-one, intimate, high intensity, mm-hmm. and about, as James said, you know, kind of what are you going to do, be curious about the world around you. I think we gave you a safety briefing at the start, and it's no coincidence we said, you know, use the environment to your advantage, because there were things there that you could discover, and maybe if you use them at the right time, it would help you steer a path to safety.
It, those new things that we could use, how many? Five? Okay. Those new things that we get to use in this game, was inspired for previous movies or TV shows, or it was something original and new that was created from you guys or your team?
We're gonna be showing more new stuff, and we cannot wait to show you more stuff in the future.
Okay.
Today is all about the return. You know, it's great to be back. Great to be back. Yeah. Getting that core foundation back in place. Getting you playing. Getting the feedback, and then going to be showing you more in the future.
All right. Well, I just
add one more thing to that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're inspired by just thinking about if this was a real place, what real systems and things would drive this? How would it function? Mm-hmm. You know, and how could the player use that? So it's not necessarily about a particular, you know, movie or film. It's what if this place existed? Because the believability of it is really, really important, and sometimes that inspires us.
Yeah, I just want to say congrats to you guys. Welcome back, I guess, right? And, and I can't wait to play the full version once it releases in the future. Thanks a lot.
Great, thank you. All right, thank you. Cool.